This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Ag jare, dis lekker om weer live te wees saam met julle hierso op Cliff Central. Remember, people, to WhatsApp us. We'll give the number a couple of times. I appreciate the WhatsApping because then I know someone is listening. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I'm just seeing a rumbling on my own here. It's not quite nice. So, die nuwe jaar 2018 het homself afgeskop in die balla. En kom ons vra vir President Donald Trump just to start the year nicely with the national anthem of the United States of America.
You see, my head is here.
That is better. That's a better sound. And with me here, in all his glory, is Gavin Prince. Good day, Gav.
Hello, Casper.
It's so nice to see you after, I must say, it's been weeks and weeks.
And I'm quite intrigued by your the beard thing that you got going because it's nicely trimmed. Yes.
Oh, really? No, really.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something now, about that. So I really appreciate that. How was your holiday? Because you were gone with the husband and the family. Where did you go to?
We went to Uvongo. We were in Uvongo, which is on the south coast of KwaZulu-Natal. We were there for 3 days. We went to East London.
Oh my God.
For 2 days.
Why? Family?
No, just a road trip.
You like East London?
No.
Shame.
And then we drove to Riversdale, which is where the family is. So I was born there.
Yeah.
2 days. And then we went to Cape Town for 5 days. Cape Town
was
amazing.
Yeah, but it's so uitgebreide vakantie.
I know. We left the car in by Cape Town International and then flew back. But it was absolutely amazing. We stayed at a guest house in Camps Bay in France, mensa. Hulle was die eienaars van die plek. So it's a self-catering sort of unit. But imagine waking up and, hello, I thought I'd bring you croissants.
You feel
croissants?
Like you're overseas, huh?
Yeah. Toet hy vir ons croissants gemaakt, gebak.
Bless his soul.
En hy was nogal baie goed op die oog gewees. Ek het probeer my voet toe te sneak, ja.
Wat sê mens as mens hallo sê?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour, face is nice.
Yeah. So it was absolutely amazing.
Ah, and now you're refreshed and ready for 2018.
Yeah, but I opened up my office too early. That was the mistake.
Jy moet nie dit doen nie.
Yeah.
Jy moet nooit te gou oopmaak nie. En weet jy wat, Gavin?
But
dit lyk of jy 'n bietjie gewig opgetel.
So you know, I got a shock of my life. Like,
yeah?
Ek het op die skaal geklim. Ek was in die gym vir 2 maande nie, right? I used to weigh a very comfortable 75, 76
That's
kg.
Wonderful. I only dream of that.
Now, 90.2.
I think I might still be heavier.
Thank you, you make me feel better.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. And on don't know, it was meestal, as ek by a plek kom, ek en my dochterkie, when we come to a place like wherever, slap chips is a blip. Slap chips and spicy salt.
Oh my God, but that is, it's holiday, man. It's holiday. But okay, it's not winter. Winter, you must pile on the pounds.
But I
don't think in summer, maar ja, dis die slappes. Die slap chips en haar gatje.
So ek het my maag expose nie.
Now, but talking about exposing your maag, next to you is someone who is really exposing the maag, and that is Shimmy, our dearest friend, Shimmy. Hi, Shim.
Exposing the what?
No, I'm just talking, I'm trying to find a segue to come to you. Are you well, Shimmy Shim? Oh, jeez, daar gaan die mic.
It's like my...
Die mic het jou een kijk gegeen en hy val naar onder.
I'm very well, thank you, Cassie. How are you doing?
I am adjusting to 2018. I'm still long a bit for 2017 because, you know, the old dear was with us for a long time. But now she's gone and now it's 2018. The year of the... What is this? The year of the flea? What...
Let's call it the year of Gavin's lies. I mean, he's talking about your beard. What is that? That beard looks raggedy.
Your master. Looks raggedy.
I still stick to my story, just for the record. I like it.
Thank you.
This is my moi.
I told Bernard this morning, I told him that I, just out of frustration, took a hair remover, daai dinge wat jy in jou neus druk, and ek het zoom om deur die baard vanmôre. Ek kon nie meer. I have to, because my trimmers en my goed is allemaal pap. Ek kry nie die koord nie, die kabel nie. So, jere, ek lyk verskriklik. But that's why I appreciate it so much.
No.
That you said that.
Good.
That you lied to me. That was wonderful. And then Shemaine spoke the truth, but that's good. I appreciate that as well. Any other truths you've got for us, Shemaine, about your... Christmas time?
Oh, no, it was great. It was just quiet.
Yeah,
I did nothing. I saw no one. I think I saw 4 people in this hall, and that's my son and his wife included. And I literally vegged. I've never done it in my entire life. I don't know what took me so long. Mm. I shall do it again.
It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm. Really shall do it again.
Did you pick up anyway?
Obviously.
No, you don't look it.
Don't I?
No.
Oh, you're so kind. No, you're also lying to me.
Yes.
I think 1 or 2, you on my bode, I bode it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But not...
Misschien by the bode, yeah.
It's a black thing.
And then we have got, I just spoke about him, Bernard Beers, also known as BB, or Betty Bangles.
Or Betty Bangladesh.
Oh, Betty Bangladesh, or your stepsister.
Indeed.
She is here as an alter ego, Bernard Bass.
Hello.
Oh, good
I just need to correct you. It's Betty Bang Bangladesh.
Whoa.
No cash fears.
Yeah, okay. Cash fit. Ach, en hoe was dit? Het jy shows gedoen last jaar?
Laas jaar.
Ek bedoel, ja, die einde van die jaar.
Ek het show gedoen tot middel December toe.
O, okay.
Ja, so ek was lekker besig geweest, bedrywig, en toe gaan ek Limpopo toe in Vreet.
Ah, Limpopo, ja. Die plek om te eet.
Plek om te eet.
En wat het jou ma vir jou gebak?
Sy het rarig, jy is al my favorites gedoen, maar wat funny is, die daar was hele drama van vakantie en bla bla bla. Mm. En die Sondag, my sussie hulle sou in Belita gewees het, maar is toe op pad terug Limpopo toe, na drama. Mm. Maar toe sê my ma die Sondag, sy gaan nie groot kook nie, want gewoonlik Sondag is 'n groot Sunday lunch.
Ja.
So, sy gaan nie groot, sy gaan net ietsie ligs maak, want môre is Kersfees, dan gaan sy 'n groot Christmas lunch maak.
Ja.
Jy moes haar ietsie ligs gesien het.
Wat was dit?
Dit was skaapbout. Dit was 'n hele stew met 4 verskillende groentes en 'n gebakte pudding. Dit was nou iets
wat 'n pudding.
Dit was so 'n appelkoos gedoente.
4 verskillendes.
Ja. Nie puddings nie.
Oor.
Groentes.
Oor,
en,
dog,
een pudding.
Ek dog 4 verskillende puddings. Yes. Ek dog, ek like die ma.
Ja.
Weet jy, ek het eendag dit gedoen, ek het 4 puddings bestel van 'n menu af, want ek kon nie besluit wat ek wil hê nie.
Nee, maar ek verstaan dit. Mens kyk na 'n menu en alles lyk lekkerder as die volgende
dan ding. Dan wil jy dit hê.
En mens kan nie altyd terug gaan nie.
Jy kan nie.
En ek meen, petrol is duur, so eet maar alles terwyl jy daar
alles
is.
Op. Ach, en verder, hoe is dit daar, was dit warm?
Dit was... Die hel.
Hel self.
Was net 10 minute van daar af.
Ja, dit is blijkbaar. Ja,
dit was rarig. Hulle
het hom gevind na die dag.
Ek het vertrek tot vertrek beweeg met die fan in my hande.
Ja.
Aan die extension cord.
Jere, ek het die fan ook die hele tyd gehad by my. Dit is die fan werk, want hy haal die muskiete weg en hy gee nie die bietjie van 'n blaas kans, as a matter of fact. So mense daar buite, as ek raad kan gee, blaas jouself.
Oh my God.
Met 'n baie.
Of kry iemand om jou te blaas.
Of kry iemand om jou te blaas. Ek kan sien Rian het iemand gekry, want hy lyk baie vrolik. Hallo Rian.
Hi Kasper, hoe gaan dit?
Goed man.
Goed om jou te sien.
Nuwe jaar en happy.
Happy.
Pas gaan. Fanta, en jy het gaan cricket speel. Ek het jou gewatch op TV ook.
Dan
sê, en dit was so oulik. Dan sê, en hier kom Rian, of Van Wyk. Hier kom Van Wyk, en hy is geneig om links verticaal te gooi. Kom ons kyk. Of, dit was so oulik, maar het jy gewen of verloor?
Ons het gewen. Wel, jy! Ons het baie gewen.
Jy!
Ons het teen Sri Lanka en Pakistan gewen, en Singapore. En toe snap ek ongelukkig my hamstring, en
moes
vroeger huis toe kom.
Oh
daar in die woestyn in die Kaap, waar ons nie mag bad nie.
Jammer.
Maar gelukkig, so jy kon jou hamstring ten minste 'n bietjie water gee.
Nee, dit glad nie. Ek toe het ek maar besluit ek kom eerder huis toe en toe word ek vet by die huis vir 'n hele maand sit met jou been op en net
ja,
eet.
Ja, die hamstring. Hoe snap jy jou hamstring?
Wel,
as jy gooi?
Nee, ek het hom een moerse 6 geslaan.
Oh no.
En toe ek hardloop.
Toe hink ek 'n keer af. Hoekom is dit verhoed? Moet jy nog meer opwarm? Moet jy ook in deep heat vry? Hoekom is dit verhoed?
Wel, ek moet nou maar, ja, na 30 moet jy nog 'n bietjie meer opwarm.
Ja, 'n bietjie meer opwarm.
En ek het ongelukkig iets discover in Desember.
Wat?
Ek het grys hare vir die eerste keer op my baard gekry.
Ook dog jy
het nie laas jaar gesien nie.
Nee. Wat? Oh my word.
Hy het die laas jaar 'n baard gehad hè.
I thought he was talking about his pubes. Oh, your beard. You got grey hair now. Oh, shame.
It happens.
Shit happens.
Waar had jy nog grys hare?
Nee, dit is een ekie. Hoekom wil jy kom kyk?
Dit het ons Nathaniel geklink. Well, that sounded like Nathaniel. Hoekom wil jy kom kyk?
Well, Gavin het voor die show gevra vir Jan van my worsie het.
Ja, maar,
the innuendos flying around here.
Moet nie met Gavin praat, jy het gevra wanneer kom steek ek jou.
Dis waar.
Ja.
This is the kind of show people.
En jy het vir Gavin gevra vir sy lis.
Yeah. Guilty.
I'm checking the WhatsApps here. There's no message yet.
Maybe everything is out of order again.
Read them the number.
Die mense lag so, hulle kan nie tik vir ons nie.
Ek dink dit is
079
ja
748
ja
20
ja
90
9-0. Okay, ek skryf dit neer. Dis hoe mense doen as jy professional is, om te sien dat jy het kan bye. Okay, en in Engels?
Is daar iemand wat kan Engels praat?
Is iemand wat kan Engels praat?
079
ja.
748
748, ja.
2090
2090 Okay, so there should not be any excuses now. Just say hello, how was your year, or have you got a question, what the fuck?
Anything,
we like contact. Ons guests
yeah.
Vandag, wat later inkom, is creative geniuses of genii.
Amazing.
Creative genii.
Genii?
Genii. It's Elisma Bardenhorst, director van Rock of Ages.
Yay!
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Irma Webb. I Love You, You Perfect, No Change. And many, many more, which we will discuss. And then the musical director of VT Productions, who do what all die goed doen. And that's Wessel Oordendal. And hij was ook op die verhoog op Rock of Ages. Maar je zou het niet zien, want je hem ziet, dan denk je, ach, mami. Maar hij was, met andere woorden, misschien had hij preik opgehaald of iets.
Yeah.
Ik weet niet of hij gitaar of klachtivier gespeeld heeft. We'll ask him, because we saw that production. It was nice, hey?
Amazing.
Yeah. It was not nice. So this was stunning.
Yeah, stunning. Stunning.
Nice is a very mediocre word.
Yeah, stunning.
To describe Rock of Ages.
What is that word Kevin Costner said to Madonna? It was neat.
Neat.
And she threw him out of the pot. But, shimmy, shake, shake. What's the... kijk op jou Google, daar, wat is die hoofdtrekke op hierdie oomblik in die wereld van hierdie souleur system.
Okay. Weet jy, jy het my bietjie onkant gevang. Want ek is nou nie eindelijk so hoog op wat besig is om aan te gaan in die wereld.
Jy moet nie hoog wees op wat besig is. That's exactly what we doing.
Nie sikke grappe maak, ek het nou in haar gesig gespoeg van die lach.
As jy ergens dat.
I'm sorry.
It's alright, jou TV is nie aansteeklik nie. So... So yeah, so I saw the one was the water consumption in Cape Town. That's forever news.
Yeah, that dam is getting empty now.
Well, I'm more concerned with the people having to bring their own water to Cape Town. Apparently, people are taking their own water to Cape Town.
As they should.
Yeah, so consumption's been minimal or has been, you know, hasn't been as incredibly stressful on it as they had thought it would be since it was summer holidays. So that's the one. Does anybody have nice stories? Ek weet, jy het 'n lekker storie gehad van jou water wat jy nie kon gebruik nie, wat jy kon nie pad nie, Rian.
Hoekom kon hy dit nie gebruik nie?
Ons in die Kaap. So die water restrictions is nogal.
Wel, doch jy het water saamgevat, maar jy kon dit nie gebruik nie want jou hamstring was fucked. Okay. But yeah, but they should organize stuff there for the people, shouldn't they? The Cape government and the government.
Wat baie interessant was at the guest house where we stayed in Camps Bay, we hulle die bad prop. Het hulle al die bad, hulle uit jou, is baie slim, ne? I did not even figure that. And then, dan moet jy stort.
Dan moet jy maar shower.
But my skoonma se huis, oh my God. No, they were like, you know, our family. So they were probably about like 14 to 15 people in the house. But she's got a big house, right?
Yeah.
En ons het net gestort, like it was, I don't know how.
Het julle in 'n ry gestaan? Amper.
Amper.
maar stort vat nie soveel water soos bad nie.
Ja, dis waar. Dis waar. Want jy wil net dab, 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 slamp, slamp, slamp. Ananies?
Ach, jyre toch.
is dat iets oor Donald Trump?
Nee, jy kan hy Donald Trump ding doen.
Well, ek het gelees, Donald Trump het sy besoek aan Engeland uitgestel.
And
this morning,
uitgesteld.
In a tweet this morning, he said he's not going to go because he's got some problem. He doesn't want to go because, you know, people will fucking boo him.
Van verlede jaar of they just don't like him.
So he's a nitwit, but he's not going to England. Then I saw that there's a lot of people now standing up against Franco, the elder brother. What's his name?
James.
James Franco, sexual Why? Misconduct. It's now happening.
James Franco?
Yeah. Sure. But you know what he does? I didn't know this. He teaches sex classes for films, how to fuck on film.
Yeah, but...
And then there in the sex classes.
Oh.
Maar as jy nou gaan na a sex class toe, met James Franco, are you really gonna be verbaasd if he touch your tit?
Exactly.
I mean, really.
Well, the man is so fine, you probably, I'm sorry.
Are you only going to touch my tit?
That's exactly what we will say.
Lower.
So when you're in a sex class, I mean, he's non-threatening. You go like, okay, it's cute, it's not a dirty old man.
No.
You know, you kind of go with the flow.
Cute.
I mean, And I mean, this is, and why do you go for those kind of lessons or classes?
So Shemaine, what say jy? Laat mooi mans mag mense sexually abuse.
Nee. No, what I'm saying is they look less threatening and they look less pervy. Do you know what I mean?
No, they do. They
so,
do.
So you're, because
like yummy.
The way you, I mean, that's how we've been conditioned to think that everything that looks good is good.
But I would suppose that if you give the class, you would be totally mensa gerust and say, listen, this is now, but rest assured, I know it's going to be.
Can I say I have seen some of those classes.
Yeah.
And it's very touchy feely. It's very intimate. It's very in your face. It's very demonstrative.
Otherwise it doesn't look good on
film. So, ons sukkel klas in Suid-Afrika.
Ek wil nou
inskryf. Die show voor ons is baie close on dit.
Ja, you know, Johnkie kan dit aanbied.
Ek wil net 'n girl geskoot in die studio.
Okay.
Ew.
Ja, Dawie, jy sit Shemaine.
Okay, on this chair.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, maybe we can get some transferal of, you know, of energy. Maybe I can also get it on at some point.
Let's start right now.
Okay, fuck it. Sorry. Stop this nonsense. Another one, Cassie.
Yeah.
Apparently, Heathrow has added or crammed 2.3 million passengers into their bigger jets last year. So they take out toilet spaces, they take out whatever, yeah, and apparently they're cramming people. And have you ever seen when you're on a BA flight? It's like, daar is nie fucking space.
As jy stap langs jy in die gangetjie af, dan sien jy iets sit allemaal.
Even the seats, I mean, it's it's really terribly
tight. It's not,
tight.
You can't do this.
So yeah, so they scoring with stealing.
So gain money. You know, everyone wants money.
Fat a bitch he, fat a bitch da.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're all stealers. Bastards.
We all are.
We are.
We all are. But we just do it at different stages in different ways.
I know, but when you think about a lugredery, dan is die eerste ding wat hulle ons kyk na jou. En jy gaan gemakkelijk vlieg sonder ekonomiese klas spatare or whatever. And then op die einde van die dag, it's a lie. They just want the money.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunately. Don't you guys feel tired of being ripped off?
Mm. I am.
Mm. I also feel
I want my clothes ripped off by James Franco.
Yes. I mean, I didn't say that.
If we were talking about Harvey Weinstein, it would have been totally different.
Vomit.
Look at us laugh. Do you understand now what I'm saying?
Kijk,
when
so
I say that the perception in terms of looks is totally beguiling.
But talk about headlines. Did you see that? So now Oprah Winfrey, like she went all like fabulous on the with the with
what
our
a speech.
Award.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
But then, and she went on the tangent about her.
We are now saying
yes, and you must speak your truth and the girl child and protection of women and whatever. But who was that Hollywood celebrity that posted a picture of Oprah and
one
Harvey?
One was Seal posted. And then there was another guy also, and he posted even more pictures. I can't remember
like
his name.
Like double standards.
Now. Yeah, about double standards, hands holding, posing with him. So,
but that's a bit unfair because the picture.
Now.
Yeah,
they say she knew about it.
But you need nog verder weg sit, nee. I can't hear you.
They say she knew about it. I don't, for some reason,
knew
believe
about what?
What he did to people. I think she may have heard the rumors. Jane Fonda also said she heard the rumors.
Yeah, we hear rumors.
You know, because Oprah comes from a sexually abused past.
She does.
And when you come from a sexually abused past and you know this thing for sure, you're on it like a rat on old meat, hey? So I find it difficult to believe that she knew what he was up to the
Maar ons weet mos almal in as jy in 'n sekere kring is in a werksatmosfeer and we are now entertainment and there's always little stories about everyone.
Exactly.
So there should have been stories around and maybe the answer is for them just to say look, I was wrong. I was shocked about Harvey and I'm sorry. All pictures that was taken with him I now deny the existence
or my existence next to him.
But it's like
it was photoshopped.
Silence, then yeah, dan is 'n dubbele standaard.
Yeah.
But people, before we get too intense, I've got a beautiful song here which I want to dedicate to Gavin and all the other fatties in the world.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. Well, I used to be a hell of a man. I chop wood with just one hand, but I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kinda let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore.
I don't look good naked anymore.
Ooh. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked. With each and every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of I was before. If you keep on like I'm doing,
open through the door. I don't look good naked anymore.
No, I don't look good naked anymore.
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before.
If you keep on like I'm doing,
I'm walking right out the door.
And no, I don't look good naked anymore.
Dis die Kasper Radio vertoning.
Ah, het julle almal bietjie aanklank gevind by daai lirie?
I love totally. It. What a catchy song.
Ek kan glad nie die lied nie.
I can
Can't you like
sorry, that was just out of nowhere. Back at you're funny.
Gavin, what? I see people did respond now. Apparently, our WhatsApp is working now.
Where is it? Oh,
cool. Well, do you want to come here?
2018 did something to my eyes.
What? Can you see now?
I can't even see.
Dis die wangetjes wat so opdruk en die oë toemaak.
Laat ek 'n bietjie nader. Kom, ek gaan 'n bietjie nader.
Skuif 'n bietjie nader.
Waar begin ons?
Ek weet nie. Daar, hallo.
Where is it? Hallo. Okay, daar's 'n boodskapie wat sê hallo.
Hallo.
Kan jy jou mic net so bietjie daar sê, Kasper?
Dankie.
Net so. Ek hou daarvan. Okay, en dan het ons dan nog 'n boodskapie. Waar is julle name? Niemand skryf name nie.
Ag, hulle moet.
Daar's 'n een boodskapie wat sê dis van dieselfde telefoon wat sê julle is snaaks hoor.
Ja.
En dan 'n nog 'n boodskapie. Huh?
Van iemand anders.
Yes, van iemand anders wat sê hoe gaan dit met die gang? En dan het ons 'n laaste boodskapie wat sê goeie idee. Pregnant vroue wat se water breek moet opgevang word en recycle.
Vir die Kaap.
O, is dit?
Seker maar.
That's sure. Macabre. That's just gross.
Daar's nog 'n boodskapie wat deurkom wat sê hi gorgeous people from the Casper Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Kan jy alus in die Bernard?
Hallo.
Bernard dink nie, hy's gorgeous nie.
I would Harvey
Weinstein. Excuse me, mine was nog by die nageboorte waterkak.
Okay.
I would Harvey Weinstein you guys any day. Lekker. Lekker en mooi 2018 vir julle.
Wie staai?
Anushka.
Anushka.
Ah. Yeah, you see, if you don't write your name, we don't see.
We don't say it.
We
yeah.
don't know what's going
Gebrand
on.
Gebrand van water, Rian, achter ons kom ook in die kraal, het een story hier so vir jou.
Ja? O, God, had ek net toegemaak.
Het jy net toegemaak?
Well, the youngest, wat ek nou onthou op ENC News, the youngest swimmer ever has swam
with English.
From Robben Island to Cape Town. Dis moer ver.
Ek was dit
'n tween,
'n pregnant vrou.
Het jy nie geweet daar's ferries nie?
Dit is 'n young girl.
Dis 'n tiener.
'n tiener.
Oh.
Ja, dit is net op die ENC news.
I thought it was like a pregnant vrou in die sigooitjie wat dan in haar is, het dan dit geswem omdat die vrou dit geswem het.
O nee.
And then that's the youngest ever. Oh, it's a girl.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
But listen, here's a real water tip. Can I give it? You know that water that you okay, I'm giving it anyway. You know that water that before your water's warm, the shower water, that dilat you must know weg.
Ja, wegvloei.
Yeah, you let. So what I have discovered is take a bucket, put it underneath, and then, you know, it gets in there, and then by the time the bucket is full, you've got water that you can use, and the water's warm, you can just get into the shower.
Spaar jy water?
Hai, jyre, my skat.
Klink of jy nogal voorbeeldige...
Het jy nooit water gespaar nie? Mm-mm. Johannesburg is nie so lang terug ook deur 'n verskriklike tekort aan water.
En het reen dees dan nie meer nie.
And that's where I learned, ja.
Oh, dis baie vir jou.
Ek is ouwe vrou, ek switch die geyser af as dit die gebruik hoef te word.
That's too much. Now that's a bit... Hoof my sien.
No. Do you know how much I save, though? Do you know how much I save?
No.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you save, do you think?
A good few hundred rands.
Really?
Van 800 tot 5 tot 300.
Weer, de tel op.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't they say that when you switch it back on, then that is when it's...
My skat, as jou geyser 3 ure aan is vir die dag, I mean, you can take that little bit, because otherwise it does it all the time. It heats all the time. That's my experience. Use it, don't use it. But that is the geyser thing. It really does work.
Nou voel ek skuldig.
Bernard, I want you to tell us the story of New Metro and the movie you saw. But let's first... Tell them the movie, and then New Metro, and then about the movie. Listen to this.
Yeah. Okay.
So we went to see The Greatest Showman, which I tried Casper to convince him to see for like a month, 2 months.
It's not as if... It's not as if...
Toe kom iemand, a creative mind...
Ons sal nie sê wie nie.
En sê, oh, dis an amazing movie. Ons moet dit gaan kyk. Maar anyway, ek sê niks verder daar oor nie.
Just remember something here. I must tell you that I don't have transport. And then Bernard is very kind, but he likes it if I accompany him to the cuck he goes to see. And I usually go because then it's food or whatever. But now, so this one I didn't want to see. And then, yeah, someone who might be our special guest today said it's a good movie. So I said, yeah, as he said. Okay, so,
So we went to see this movie, which is an amazing movie. Yeah. I'm going to see it literally after it stopped. I was like, okay, play again. I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Like, just... started over again, but yeah, amazing movie to the side for a bit. So we decided to go to cinema or a scene VIP at New Metro. It's like nice comfy seats. I've been there before, it's quite nice. So walked into the lounge and there's popcorn all over the floor.
Well, not so, all over the floor, in a corner,
a quarter of the carpet.
Ja.
Was full of popcorn.
Okay, ja, maar jy maak dit nou asof dit lyk. Asof dan net pop.
Mes moet dit erger maak. Mes moet.
It's just new.
And there's salt on the couches. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. Maybe there's previous people. But it's like half an hour before the movie starts. It should be fucking clean. You pay $130 for a movie in comfort. I did air quotes for people at home. And then I opened the menu, which was sticky as fuck and disgusting. I didn't want to touch the menu. But anyway, got another menu. We ordered cappuccinos and 3 creme brulees, which they describe on the menu. Oh, it sounds delicious. Baked custard.
Mm-hmm.
Topped with a crackling caramel.
Amen.
Sure. Like you need
with
it.
A side of biscotti.
Oh, my scotty.
I'm like, I wanted to die.
With
I
the side of my scotty.
Soggy Mari.
So,
Soggy Mari.
I will actually post the picture on the Casper Radio Show
page.
Fan page on Facebook. So, the creme brulee arrived with a sprinkle of cinnamon on top of the baked custard.
But it was drilling.
Yeah, it's
it
like
was not heavy.
It was baked halfway.
That must now fast wees.
Yeah.
And I'm going to break.
Like caramels.
No caramel sugar melted
nothing.
On top. Nothing.
It was drilling.
Nothing.
Drilling.
With, wow. Wait for it. Wait for it. Cream crackers.
Wow.
On the side.
No biscotti.
No biscotti.
Biscotti cream crackers.
Cream
hello.
Crackers.
Oh, no.
And if I can just say that before we all ordered this, before I did, I said, I want the cheese platter because I think that'll be nice to have the cheese. And then he said, I'm going to must talk to my chef.
Ah.
And he departed. And then after
after
a while, he came back and he said, chef says, then we haven't got cheese. I said, but I love cheeses. And he says, I know, we all love cheeses. But we haven't got we haven't got cheeses anymore.
Yeah,
and then we ordered the creme brulee.
And then he sat down next to me after I started complaining a little bit.
Who, the chef or the...
No,
the manager.
The manager.
Whoever he is.
Well, let's say...
But we eventually we decided...
Let's just say that it was the only person...
I want to hear what Betty's saying. Stop
you
switching us off.
I just wanted to say Betty, he
it.
Was the only person in that room. There was no one else. Sorry, Betty.
You back on air.
That's where I was going now. That we actually decided that I think he's running the show. He's the chef as well.
Oh,
he's definitely the chef as well.
He pretends to run away to speak to the chef and just stand
he
around
speaks
the corner
to himself, yeah.
For a while and come back and say the chef says. But so I pointed out like I just want to find out is that the biscotti? Yes.
Wow.
Not even trying to lie or anything. It's like
yes, that's
the
biscotti.
Wow.
I'm like and okay and where's the caramel? Crust of the creme brulee. So he almost stuck his finger into my creme brulee. Mm. There it is, pointing at one of the cinnamon specks.
Really?
No.
Ach, I'm sorry for your disappointment.
So, it's horrible.
But the movie
really
was amazing.
No.
But we've got to take this up with New Metro. No. I mean, it's disgusting service.
Which area was this?
The Greatest Showman
fucking,
is amazing.
Clearwater.
But not the greatest creme brulee.
No, and what did he tell you when you cocked him all over? He said?
He said, like, thanks for teaching me.
My God.
I'll make sure everything will be better. So we went in. 2 hours later, we came out, and a quarter of the carpet is still full of popcorn.
Wow.
Nothing learned. Nothing gained.
Maybe they didn't have staff.
Well, New Metro, please get yourself an order.
They did contact me.
Did they? Tell me.
After I sent a little tweet.
How many tickets did you get?
Yeah.
No. But yeah, they apologized and they're going to look into it. They're actually sending the chef from the Hyde Park branch to train the staff. So yeah.
Well, that's a bit
they
great.
Are on the...
I was at the Hyde Park one, but I didn't watch that.
You need your creme brulee back
with
your biscotti and like 17 extra tickets.
And we didn't get money back.
Why
I mean,
17?
I would have given my money
it's
back.
Just an, it's just
one
a number.
20.
Well, so 20 is good if you don't want 20. I just
he actually, while the movie was now starting, here come my ingeleperd crawl and says, you must come pay now.
Yeah, because when we wanted to go in, it's our time for the
he's
movie.
He's not there. He's talking to the chef.
Yeah.
No.
No one.
Come on,
we wanted
guys.
To get water and popcorn. It's like, no, there's no one. So we went in. And then he came in like, oh, you need to come pay now. We're going to start the movie now. It's like, yeah, you have to come pay now. It's like,
but you can't ask me, thank you for teaching me, but you have to come pay now.
No, man, that's
that's shocking.
I feel like swearing
terrible.
Really badly.
I think Betty got someone fired.
Extremely angry. I thought it was it's subpar. It's like playing at something that's not real. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? Then don't do a VIP section in your cinema if you can't do it.
There you go.
But anyway, the movie is fantastic. The music is brilliant. It is. Have you heard of a thing called?
Bernard.
Trains.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen.
It's his thing. It's his thing.
So, yeah. Dear Evan Hansen, writers, composers, they wrote the music. Stunning. I've got a song here that was performed by one of the actors, the bearded lady.
Oh, that's amazing.
Shash amazing. And maybe, Gavin, if you can look up for us what who P.T. Barnum was, and then we
can... that's good.
And then while we listen to...
performing This Is Me, please welcome the inspirational Kiala Settle. Woo!
To the dark, hide away, they say. We don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. By the way, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break you down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Het jy 100 vleisie gekry, Bernard?
3 keer.
3 van hulle.
3 pikkels. Dis fantasties. Wie was P.T. Barnum, Gavin?
B.T. Barnum. B.T. Barnum was a...
Betty me.
Betty Barnum.
B.T. Barnum was an American showman. Yeah. He was a politicus. And he was a sakeman. He was a showman. And he was baie bekend
for the circus.
Vir die Barnum Circus, ek yes. is op pad so en toe.
Sorry.
Vir die Barnum Circus, wat hy gestig het.
So this is what the movie is about, you understand me now? This is what this movie is about, The Greatest Showman. It's about Peter Barnum.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must go take the family. Yeah. It's the and holiday. You know
what? I mean, it's not really the truth, this movie, but it's like based on the truth. But what is interesting is that at some stage you didn't have a building with all his fucking brand off moest in the 1800s. Mm. Mm. As you net een fucking kersie laat val, dan brand die hele theater op.
Oh my God.
So he got this idea, he said, but wait a minute, let's put it all in a tent.
Lovely.
That's like the circus tent.
Wow.
Started because of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Genius.
I say slandy tent op. Doen die show slandy tent off. En kom ons ry verder. So he had like the bearded lady and the three-legged fucking twin and whatever.
Oh, wow.
Freaks, as well as then people who could somersault from an elephant. And that's how he started that. He was a showman, a businessman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it.
You must. And it's nice music, and the children will love it. And it's well edited. Very well edited. It's like very musical. It's like showman. Boom, boom, doof. Edit. Nice.
Lovely.
Lovely days. You know, it's nice life lessons, Gavin, for you.
Yeah.
For my kinders, for me.
Yeah, me pretentious to live with a honey.
Ouch.
Shots fired.
Damn it. The year has just started.
I know.
Damn. And seriously.
Me
out.
Went there. Is daar nie iemand wat vir ons op WhatsApp wil skryf nie? Want ek 2018 gaan vir my 'n mooi jaar wees. If you have something to say to my stepsister in studio, WhatsApp 079-748-2090 immediately, and I will read it to her.
Gavin, I don't want to racially profile you, but did you stay for second New Year?
Did I what? For what? What?
Tweede nuwe jaar.
Did you stay for tweede nuwe jaar?
Ja, hy is pretentious. Hy weet nie wat het is nie.
Hy weet nie wat het is nie. Dit is sy fucking cultuur.
I never stay for New Year's in Cape Town.
Because I've never been to second New Year and I think I would love it.
Really?
Ons ken het nie so nie. Dit is like, dis tweede nuwe jaar of tweede nuwe jaar. Like, that's how we know it.
I can't speak like that.
It's too posh.
That is like a racist.
Tweede.
What do you mean?
Okay, listen up. Okay, Gavin, en het is lekker om jou nou weer te sien. En sê vir my, jy geblijf vir tweede nuwe jaar.
You can. You are related to Kratoa, so you
I
can.
Am.
You can. You've got license to do it.
Okay.
Proper. Then,
yeah. Okay. So you did not.
I did not.
Have you ever been?
No.
I'm from Cape Town. I mean, I lived in Cape Town. I know the front and I know the back. I know what happens before the minstrels. I know what happens on the day of the minstrels. I know what happens after the minstrels.
Oh, really?
I grew up in Manenberg, baby. Chachis. The
Chachis. Oh, wow. But you're pretty blocked.
Oh, groot, ja. Belinda Court.
Oh, lovely day.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I know. So, I know. But, what? I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time.
But have you been part of the minstrels?
No.
Never?
No, never.
You were never there with the Hans Quinkies?
Nee, nooit.
I've seen Mark Lotter.
Anyway, it's amazing.
Is daar nie girls nie?
Nee.
You gotta change it.
Sienkies.
Net sienkies. Hulle moet change met die vrouwe groep.
I don't know whether you wanna be bothered on, you know, that day.
Hulle beklei elke jaar in elke geval so.
You know, it's just... I can't speak for it anymore because I haven't been there for a long time, so I'm not going to throw that bus there in that road. Maya.
Meanwhile,
throw the bus in the road.
I love the menses when his scan is sticking here.
Meanwhile, back on the farm.
I love it when we all, when we, all of us, like Riri, Betty, Cassie, Gabby, we can all see that she's struggling and she's coming to an end. We are just staring at her.
Coming to an end of what?
That is goeie radio.
Coming to an end of what?
No, no, no. Coming to the end of your conversation. Story. Of your story. Yeah, and we're just staring at you. Like, just like, laat jou ingaan om nou te praat.
Van wanneer af is Rian Riri?
I think he needs something like that.
Okay, do we all want a name? Okay.
Say Shami, Betty.
Say Shami, Riri for Rian.
I don't like Shami. Shami, there's a girl called Shami.
Shami Beach is amazing in Cape Town. Shami Beach is absolutely...
You know, there's a woman with the name of Shami.
Well, it's a cartoon in Holland. And it was Shorts and Shami. And I always think of you as Shami.
And also, since when do you get to choose your own nickname?
You can't change your own nickname.
You can't choose
can't
your own
say
nickname.
That.
Can't you?
No.
Can't you? I believe you can say yeah your name. That's against the rules. No, fuck it.
Gaan ons vir Gavin Vaselinkie noem.
I am appeased. Yes,
I will take whatever the Casper Radio Show team throws at me. If you want me to be Vaselinkie, I will be Vaselinkie.
2018 is your good year.
Vaselinkie.
Oh, my God. Oh, Betty, that was scary. Ek het nou eers gevang. Ek het gesê, I will throw whatever the Casper Radio Show team throws at me. En toe het hy sy bottle opgelig en hy wil my gooi met die bottle. I caught it now only.
Yeah, you see, those things you don't see on radio. Yeah. So you always gotta like commentate on what's happening.
And those moments come rarely to Gavin where you catch something.
Say Charmaine while she's putting down a bottle of water, corking it closed.
Well, it's a full compliment of him.
Yeah. I know.
So we were by Shami, Riri, Gavi, Betty.
It's only for Shami, it's a manky.
Near Shami, Salsa on foot.
Shami's more posh than manky.
Hmm? Not manky.
Mankey klinks.
Jy kan vir 'n mankey noem.
Ach, fuck it, man. Can you guys go on with it?
I just want to remember I said meanwhile back at the farm?
Mm-hmm.
Our guests have arrived meanwhile back at the farm.
Woo! Jy sit ons uit!
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they have arrived. So we must at some stage make way.
Acknowledge.
But I want you to meet them. So it's Elisma sitting there. She can't be mic'd yet. We are too many. And then it's Vessel sitting next to her. Elisma is the one with the struk. Huh? I love that struk.
A green bow.
It's very 1930s. Huh. Struk. They all did that struks then.
Is that true, Elisma? You come in it, knock as it were 1930s.
Say, yeah. Say, okay. Instructrice.
Can see the comedy energy is revitalized.
People rested. There was rest.
So that's Elisma.
Yes, hello, Elisma. Hello. Pleased to meet you.
And then Vessel. You can just shout, Vessi.
Hello.
Dasa. Hy is 'n man. Goeie van.
How funny. None of us wanted to say anything. We were just like, okay. And Cassie goes, get in there.
But they're like so talented. And they produce hit after hit, man. I'm like weak in the presence of creativity.
Love it.
Mm. So we'll talk to them. Any questions you have of them before you go, Charmaine?
No, it was lovely to meet them. You know what, Elisma? Just steel yourself. You cannot be super sensitive in this seat. You know, give as good as they
get.
No, give as good as they give.
It happened again.
No, I'm actually laughing at something he
I'm
said.
I'm laughing at you. I'm saying that to you, Gavin, because you lacht
a
lekker.
This is a super, so mooi manier om vir jou. Om vir jou weg te jaag deur te sê. Before you go, say anything you want to ask.
No,
that didn't. I'm sharp like that. It didn't go, you know, above my head. I knew that. I just didn't want to address it.
Okay.
So
people, I would love you all to be here, but we can't because we've only got 5 seats.
Lovely day.
Listen,
and we got 2 guests. So
amazing.
Something's gotta give.
I'm so happy to go. You're going to call me again for the
What's
show.
What's that? Fisherman's Friend?
Yes.
Can I have one, please?
Oh, totally.
Do you like that? It's got a strange, it's got a strange taste here.
Ooh, what's the taste is that?
I don't know. Kasi, ek weet nie waar sy dit bear in nie, maar.
Nee, skuif.
Skuif. Your halls is much better.
No, it's
Thank
not.
You.
How's that?
Daar is vir my lekker so die eerste paar sekondes, maar dan begin soos acid op jou tong proe.
Is nie waar nie.
Verlam my tong nou.
Is dit?
Dit verlam my.
Ja,
I think you could get
a brand deel jou tong.
Jou tong gaan begin sleep.
I had a great time. Thank you, Cassie.
It was wonderful. And I want to tell you people that we are, what we're going to do now, is we're going to play the stof poepie that was chosen by either Elisma or Bessel. I don't know. We'll find out from them now. Who chose what? But let me just play this.
Wat eet ek vandag?
Nee, liever nie.
Stoofpoepies. Stoofpoepies van tyd.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer ons gratis af by my huis of kantoor.
Sandwich
wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Imagine nou 'n tannie wat inkom en dan op haar kwaf dra sy nou 'n mandjie met pawpaws en bananas en pineapples en 'n perske.
Tico Tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O Tico Tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o Tico Tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. O Tico Tico, Tico Tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O Tico Tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o Tico Tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. Mas por favor, tira esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o pupá inteiro. Tira esse tico de casa e se matou meu pupá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Botei alfice para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espatalinho, um sapão, mas ele acha que o pupá é que é boa alimentação. E o Tico Tico tá outra vez aqui. O Tico Tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o Tico Tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. O Tico Tico, Tico Tico tá outra vez aqui. O Tico Tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o Tico Tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. Mas por favor, vira esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o pupá inteiro. Vira esse tipo de casa, se matando meu pupá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Botei o bicho para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espaço. Tá linha capa, mas ele acha que o pupá é que é boa alimentação. E o Tico Tico tá outra vez aqui. O Tico Tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o Tico Tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. O Tico Tico, Tico Tico tá outra vez aqui. O Tico Tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o Tico Tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. Esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o pupá inteiro. Tira esse tipo de casa e se matou meu pupá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Botei alfice para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espantalinho, um capão. Mas ele acha que o pupá é que é boa alimentação. Tico, tico, tá outra vez aqui. O tico, tico, tá comendo meu pupá. Se o tico, tico, tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. O tico, 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 tá outra vez aqui. O tico, tico, tá comendo meu pupá. Se o tico, tico, tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas
Tannie, dankie. Hier is iemand wat skryf, dis die eerste keer dat ek julle show luister, live. Jere, ek hoop nie dis die laaste keer nie, want dit is nogal skokkend. Alles van die beste vir julle span van 2018, baie dankie. Dit klink soos Bjorn of Bjorn. En dan William says hallo julle, happy happy. Dankie William. Ek luister vir julle. Ja, sê, ons luister vir jou. En ons mis dit vir niks, niks. En hierdie jaar gooi ek vir Hannes in 'n kar. O ja, 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 dis die rally. William, ja, asseblief, ons moet vir Hannes in die kar kry. Die Here hoor vir my dat hy bietjie kan rally. En ek wil bietjie uitvind van die rally ook. Miskien moet ek ook eene gaan ry op my eie. Maar kom ek sê hallo vir ons extra special guest. Ek gaan nou opline, ek moet twee keer spreek. Extra special! Ek sal nou opline, maar eers vir julle hallo sê. Eers vir Elisma Badenhorst, het jy gesê 4 jaar?
Nee, 4 jaar later, en nou nog steeds opline.
Hy pressurize my oor my professionaliteit. Elisma Badenhorst, hallo.
Hallo.
Welkom uiteindelijk by die show. Weet jy, ek het jou baie gevra op die show, en as jy net nie hier nie, dan sit jy in die Kaap.
Ja, dis waar.
Ja,
waar.
So nou is jy uiteindelijk hier.
Ek is nie so, ek het my actually self genooi.
Dis fantastisch om dit te hoor. En Wessel Oordendal, wat die musical director is van vele producties, maar jy is so half, eers welkom.
Hallo, ek gaan bietjie laat praat. Ek wil net bewys ek is 'n man.
Nee, maar jy net daar, hallo.
Hallo.
Ja, dit klink mooi, sexy. Ja. Hallo.
Ek het range.
Dit is baie nice. Homo on the range.
Yes, dit is precies.
I just want to tell you. Oh, sorry. Ek wil net vir julle vertel dat julle doen nou baie produksie saam met Jaco van Rensburg, wat ons ook al hier gehad het. Mm. So you are like a creative like team. Just roep julle mekaar by mekaar of hoe die volk werk.
Dis 'n baie lang story. Hoe lank wil jy hierdie story hê?
Ons kan hem baie ver gedaan.
Ons ken mekaar, ek en Wessel ken mekaar al vir 17 jaar. En ek en Jaco vir 16 jaar. 18 of 17 of so iets. Ek weet okay. Nie, dis baie lang.
Is dit net julle drie?
Dis wel...
Ja.
Ons het een groter span, maar dit is maar ons drie.
Kern.
Ons drie is een kern.
Dis ja. Kernreactor.
Ons is family.
Ons is family.
So, julle ken mekaar so lang. Ja. En dan kom julle by mekaar. En dan doen julle producties waar oor ons nou gaan praat. Ek wil net, ek moet... teruggaan, en ek moet gauw vir Rian, dis Rian,
hi Rian, hi,
ek wil gauw vir Riri, ek wil gauw vir Riri vra, ek het jou gevra, so flissies, wie was Carmina Burana, en toe is het Carmen Miranda, wat ek eindelijk bedoel het, wie was dit?
Sy was a Brazilian samba singer, she was a Broadway actress and a film star. She made 14 Hollywood movies and films. In 1939, in Broadway production, Lee Schubert offered her an 8-week contract to perform in the streets of Paris. She was born in 1909 and unfortunately passed away from a heart attack at 1955. She was 46.
Ah, oh, dis maar redelijk jonk, ne?
Yeah, she was known for her fruit hats.
Ja, nee, die vruggies.
So ek begin die...
Ja,
ek sien wie die idee was dit
geweest. Ja,
tema. Tema, tomaties.
Ja, en dan, her nickname was the Brazilian bombshell.
Mm. Oh my God.
So toe ek actually gaan kyk, sy is nogal hard, ek moet sê. Hoor.
Is het? Yeah. Waar is die Brazilian?
Dan vergeet ek myself weg.
Maar, kan jy bietjie uitvind of het Elisma is wat hierdie liedjie gekies het, want ek weet nie, en hoekom?
Wel, het jy die liedjie gekies?
Ja, ek het.
Ek wil net sê, sy ken elke woord.
O, rarig.
Van die tiko-tiko kan.
Sy het woord ken dit.
Ja, dit is Portugees, actually.
Ah, ja.
Maar ek het dit, ek gaan nou nie...
Kom bys ons.
Ek het dit as fris gedoen.
Dit is stukkie, dit is stukkie.
Lang chicken. Nee, dis ek kon nie meer perform nie. Ek stage fright.
Really?
Maar dis nie stage fright.
Ek het dit baie lank laas was ek in 'n groepie wat gesing het en ons het dit.
Maar is dit nie outomaties klaar in jou in nie? Tikitikuta.
Ja. Ek het regtig dit as pres gedoen nou en sê
ja, maar jy het daar gevloer.
Ek het daar nou gevloer. So ek weet sy gaan iets
my ook nou doen. Ek weet nie wat wat gaan gebeur nie.
Baie oulike magical radio oomblik wat ek toe nou nie aangegryp het nie.
Precies. Precies.
You know, it went for a bottle of shit.
It did.
I know.
But Frau
so, ek wil eerst weet, hoe lang het jou gevat om die liedjie te leer? Dit is hektiek.
Weet jy, nee, dit was actually nie so lang nie. Dit was, maar kyk, dit is nou lang terug. Dit is soos, wat, 10 jaar terug of iets, wat ek perform het. So nee, wat is maar dit herhaal baie.
Maar hoekom het jou gekies?
Hoekom het ek, want ek love haar. Sy is kleurvol en sy het 'n baie sad story actually.
Vertel.
Sy, daai hartaanval wat sy aan dood is, ja. Dit het op live televisie gebeur.
Oh, wow.
En sy was so dedicated. Jy kan, daar's footage actually van haar op YouTube wat die hartaanval kry.
Ah.
Maar sy het opgestaan en sy het die show klaargemaak.
Oh, wow.
En toe sy later die aand eers.
Dit is crazy.
Toe gaan sy tik 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 tik
tik.
Ja.
Ja.
Oh, that's incredible.
Ja, so sy is vir my al 'n legend. Net om te gaan, jy fucking maak klaar wat jy
klaar,
begin het.
Ja.
Hoe het jy aan haar gekom? Want ek bedoel, dis nou nie iets wat...
Weet jy, ek is maar iemand wat hou van die ou dae.
Okay.
En ek het groot geword met hierdie musiek. En ek meen, 'n vrou met 'n mandjie op haar kop vol vrugte. Dit ja. Is mos nou cool. En dis ook om ek die strik in my hare het vandag.
Want sy was eerste designer gewees met haar.
Precies. So sy is net 'n fascinating character vir my. En ja, sy het ook deur hardship gegaan. Verskillike hardship om te kom waar sy is. So sy is my half 'n bietjie van 'n, ja, soos 'n role model.
Sy is 'n rolmodel.
'n rolmodel. Sy het van die stage afgerol.
Ja, ek het haar nog nooit eintlik aan haar gedink nie. So vandag leer ek nou iets.
Oh, wow. Ja.
Fantastisch.
Sy's Trillas. Trillas, ja.
Ja. Was there ever a movie made about her? Do we know?
Nee, nie oor haar nie, maar sy was in julle
But they will, hey.
Ja, yeah, they will. It's a good, yeah, it's a good story.
Wie sal haar speel?
Ding is,
J-Lo.
Ja, sy moet bietjie
is sy Brazilian, nee. Ja. Miskien so Salma Hayek of so.
Ja, mooi.
Ja, maar dit moet iemand jonk wees.
Well.
Dit hoef seker nie. Ons is nie ageist nie.
Ja, maar sy was volwasse. Ek onthou nie as jonk nie. Ek onthou haar as al volwasse met daai fucking liedjies op haar kop.
Sy is dood in haar 40s.
Yes, so I remember like 30s.
Ja.
As ek aan haar dink, die footage wat ek van onthou. So we can maybe speak to Jayla and see if we can.
Ja, Jayla. Let's do it.
Salma, ek sal nie so vinnig kan sing nie.
Dit is sy sal nie meer sy gaan
baie
haar artikulasie is
bietjie nou ja.
Die dans gaan moeilik wees. Kom ons maak 'n movie, Casper.
Ons maak 'n movie oor ek sê aan Carmina Burana oor Carmen Miranda.
Ja.
En dan kan ons die syplot van Carmina Burana daar in sit. Wat haar broer is.
Kom nie.
Ja. Okay, so kom ons begin by die begin, soos hulle altyd so mooi sê. En ons vra, waar kom julle vandaan in terme van opgroei, opbring, en studies?
Wissel?
Wel... Ons het mekaar by wat toe destijds nog Technikon Pretoria was ontmoet. Dit was 2001.
Oh my
Ja, dis
goodness.
Waar ek hulle ontmoet het. En ons het allemaal muziektheater geswat daarso. Ja, en toe het ons...
So that was Jaco as well?
Dit was Jaco, ek en Elisma, ons was al drie okay. in die selfde klas gewees.
My krachtie.
Ja, en toe het ons net gehoek.
Ja. Ja.
En wanneer het julle nou weer by mekaar gekom om professional producties te doen?
Ons het maar toe al, ja, ons het toe,
want
kyk, Jaco is, het baie lichtkasteeltjies gebou op daai oomblik, so hy het gesê, al hierdie goedertjies aan gedink, en toe op die einde van die dag, het baie van dit toe nou gebeur.
Ja.
So ons het maar aan hom vastgeklou.
So hy het beplan,
hy het
gedroom.
Baie beplan, baie gedroom.
En ons,
that's dus, nice, ek like dit.
Ja, that's nice. Hy het al die groot planne en ons moet dit maak.
Ja, ons moet dit maak.
Dis maar, het jy geact ook? Of het jy net direct?
Weet jy, in my eerste 2 weke van studies, het ek, ons het 'n creative movement klas gehad. En die juffrou het gesê, ons moet hierdie project doen en act. Maar ons het iemand in die groep moet 'n director wees. My hand het so vinnig opgegaan. Ek het net I knew from the beginning. Ek wil nie op die verhoog gewees.
Maar jy wil in die kunst te wees.
Ja.
Het jy al een mooi foto geneem van haar met haar strik?
Ja.
Oh, en toe so jy van die begin af gevoel, ek wil direct.
Ja,
ek absoluut. Wil direct, ek wil direct, maar op stage wil ek nie.
Nee, ek moet ek moes, want... Dit
maar sal jy kan act, as ek jy nou een rol gee?
Jy,
as,
dit moet nie rechte, dit moet nie rechte rol.
Soos wie? Soos wat sy rol is?
Slet. Of.
Slet.
Like sy sing rarig baie mooi.
Sing jy so,
ja.
Ja, but that's good. That's,
dit, ja, sy gaan nie wil sing nie, maar...
Kom ons
ek sê net,
wat sal ons
al die
zo...
Jere,
gaan,
Wessel gaan kak hierna.
Ek gaan kak. En dit gaan hardlijwig wees.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song from all time is Summertime.
Van Gershwin.
Hoe gaan hy nou weer?
Mm.
Maar die sopraan, maar die sopraan weergawe, of die jazz weergawe.
Ja, dit maak nie saak.
Prachtig. Ek is bietjie hoor, Kasper, dit is bietjie hoor.
Summertime is my favorite.
Wie was jou favorite band toe jy groot geword het?
Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller? Glenn Miller. Die, wat sa, oe, wacht, ek gaan iets, okay, gaan aan. Ek skryf nog iets neer.
Wat? Ek is van die Kaap af. Wil jy dit weet?
Oh, cool. Die Kaap kom vandag baie op, nee?
Ja, ek is a kaipie.
Sy het net kom keir om te kom stort, dis eindelijk ook om sy.
Ja, weet jy, dit is maar droogdam.
Ek hoor, ek sien die damme is op 16.
Sure.
Ja.
En Wessel, is jy een kind van Memel of van wat?
Ek is eindelijk a baise kind. Ek is in PE geboren.
Oh my goodness, ja. Hallo PE.
Hallo PE.
I know people listening in PE. Mm. I know for a fact.
Ja, dit is waar ek geboren is. Daar in, ek kan nie St. George's Hospital? Nee, dit was,
this
ek weet
nie. This is George's Mall.
Kan jy nie
dat? Dit is nie mall.
Nee, dit is Greenacres is
het jy as kind, soos Mozart, begin speel?
Glad nie.
Oe.
Ek het eers, my juffrou, ons moes een toetsie slaag om te leer klavier speel. Yes. Maar dit was speciaal om te leer klavier speel. Toe drijp ek daar toetsie.
Ek weet nie dit.
En toe moes ek eerst begin met blokfluit. So die straf was om te gaan blokfluit speel. So toe speel ek vir so 6 maanden blokfluit. En toe het ek gesmeek en gehuil dat ek net asjeblief kan begin klavier speel. En toe het die juffrou nou ingegee. En toe is dit nou voorbij.
Wel, ek het gehoor, ek het bietjie navorsing gedoen, en blykbaar, hoekom jy gedoop het, is die juffrou jou gevra, wys die swart en die wit note, toe sê jy is nie rassist.
Precies, precies. Dit is baie akkuraat.
Ja.
Maar, eindelijk wat gebeur het, was net een gehoor toets, maar ek het al begin huil voordat die toets begin het. So,
hoekom het jy gehou, was jy bang?
Ek was so bang, ek weet nie hoekom nie.
Maar jy het ook hier ingekom met begin huil.
Ek het al in die kar gehuil, ek het oorals gehuil.
Wat gisteravond gehuil.
Ek het gehuil, ja.
Dat is goed, Vriesiel.
Maar wat ek nou gehoor het, is jy gaan doen toe klassieke muziek, of nie?
Mm.
Hoe dit gewerk?
So ek het een jaar muziektheater geswet, en toe besef ek wil actually meer aan die muziekdeel wees.
Theorie bedoel jy?
Soos wel, ek wil music direct, so ek het besluit, ek wil graag een dag voor de orkestie staan en conduct, of ek wil een band lei, en ek wil met die sangers werk, en vir hulle muziek aanleer. Liever dit, as om op die verhoog te staan, en te dans en sing.
Jy moet jou juffrou nooi.
Hmm?
Jy moet jou juffrou nooi.
Ek moes, maar ek het nog contact met haar, nou en dan.
Look at me
now.
Ons gaan hy fokker nooi. En, toe sien weer terug naar die commercial music, after that.
Ja, toen ek muziek gaan swat, toen ek BMW's gaan swat, toen ek baie ernstig klassieke muziek geswat.
O, jere.
Ja, nee. Ek het nog steeds nachtmerries.
Maar het is goed dat jy daar kennis het.
Dit is. Nee, ek is.
Dit gee jou krede,
ek dacht jy sê ek is kredietwaardig, maar ek is nie kredietwaardig.
Jy net credibility.
Okay, dis al.
Credibility.
Okay.
Because now weet jy wat aangaan, jy weet wat achter dit, jy weet hoe die spieren binnen in die lyf lyk.
Mm.
Soos Leonardo.
Ja, dit is waar. Ja, ja nee, dit is baie mooi gesê.
So I've got lots of respect for you. And I don't know why I'm speaking into English.
I can also speak the English if you want.
Het julle as studente musicals gekyk op video, op DVD?
Soos in vervelends toe. Vervelends was nerds, ons was absolute musical theater nerds.
Okay. So what's your favorite musical those days?
It's Carousels, ja, definitely my name.
Carousel, mm. Van Roger Zename. Mm.
Ja.
Wat is die groot anthem wat daar is?
If I loved you.
Mm. If I loved
nee, nee,
you.
Jy dink aan Never Walk Alone.
You'll never walk alone. Dit is just Climb Every Mountain.
Dis mm. moet een soccer club se
ja,
anthem.
And
I think Manchester United of ja, okay, een van daai.
Ek is 'n
bybutch. Ja, ek is 'n bybutch.
Ja, maar dis nou typies Britte om You'll Never Walk Alone uit 'n gay musical te
hê. Presies, ja.
Imagine die blou bulle.
Well, hulle het liefling. So dit's pretty much the same.
Dit is maar dis Bobby.
Hallo Bobby.
So toe besef jy het die natuurlike slag net om dit te direk, Elisma.
Weet jy, ja, ek hou daarvan om vir mense te sê wat om te doen.
Maar hoe?
En ek kan testament staan vir dit. Ja, sê doen. Ja, sê by bossy.
But that a director should be bossy.
Yeah.
Because otherwise things are not going to happen.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be democracy. Jy moet net sê, doen dit, en dan, ek voel ongemakkelijk om met my hol oop te staan. Okay, maak jou hol een klein bietjie toe.
Ja, dis negotiation. Dis a constant negotiation.
Ek zak te mal.
Maar kyk die kwaliteit wat uit haar bossie is uitkom.
Exactly.
Precies.
I mean, soos Seven Lawrence director, is glad nie bossie nie.
Nee, dit kan jy sê.
Ek hoop nie hulle luister nie.
Maar jy het wonder, onder andere wondere gedoen met Rock of Ages. We all enjoyed it so much.
Ek is so bly. Ek is ook malle oor, moet ek sê.
Ja. Maar die ding is, ek het die version al gesien wat vir my kak was. En toe was ek baie skeptisch om te gaan. En jy het helemaal omtower in 'n ander produksie.
Wat se produksie het jy gesien?
Broadway.
Oh.
Sure. Wow.
Sure.
Dis fancy. Mm-hmm.
Weet jy wat?
Ek was so bored in die Broadway. Broadway.
Broadway.
Weet jy, ek het dit nie gesien nie. So ek weet
you can
nie.
Be glad. It was a guy from Idols, Constant
ja,
someone.
Constant
he was there.
Morales.
En dan was dan nog, ja. Dit het nie gewerk nie. Maar Rian, vooral, ek dink hy, hoeveel keer jy gaan kyk na Rock of Ages?
Ja, 5, 6.
Oh, wat?
Ja.
But, die ene wat ons hier gedoen het.
Ek is a massive fan.
Oh my word.
Ek het gelag, dat die traan het.
Wow. Yeah.
Het was vir my amazing.
Ek is so blij.
Het was vir my fantastisch.
Can I tell you, they say it's the Liverpool has got that song.
Ah, Liverpool.
Dankie.
Vir die soccer nerds.
And hello from PE. You see?
Yay.
Yeah, from Spencer.
Hi.
So there you go.
Mas, what's the plan is op, on fire vandag hoor?
Fucking aan die gang. Het ek al extra special gesê?
Okay. Glad nie. Laan hem opgegaan.
Pressure op, Bernard, pressure op my, want ek sikkel altyd dan, maar nou gaan ek hem vloon doen. Maar okay. Net om hem af te pus, gaan ek sê special extra. Okay. So we here on the Casper Radio Show, with our absolute special extras, Wessel Oendal, and Elisma Badenhorst.
Special extra
guests.
Dis baie mooi. Dis mooi close harmony.
Seamless, ne? Prachtig. Seamless. Seamless, mooi gedoen.
Prachtig.
Sonder 'n naai.
Oh ja. Ek dink, jy praat van die pose. Let me say that Bernard is here not just to be a pretty face. Every week he comes in and he's got gay news.
Yay.
And as we are, well, I think it was in equal measures, gay, straight, gay, straight, gay.
Yeah,
no, wie's wie? Wel, ek weet.
Dis die ding, want is radio. Hulle gaan nie weet oor wie ek gepraat het nie. Maar, anyway.
Elis, maar jy straight.
Ja. Soos a Paul.
Ja. Sy van die Paul.
Ja.
So it's time to ask Betty and we can all discuss the gay news.
Fantastisch.
With her, but I must just line it up quickly. Wait a wait a minute. Wat is jou ding se naam nou weer skeer en skinder, né? Okay, Bernard, gooi vir ons daarin nuus.
Uit die land van Sodomie.
Oh.
Is dit vars in dat die 10de Mr. Gay World sal weer in Nysna gehou word.
Dis happy news.
Dit is amazing news.
Dit is baie nuus vir al die wat gesê het.
Dit is ons skuld dat het afgebrand
het.
Ja,
so o ja, ja, ja.
Die hele wereld kom nou Nysna toe.
Nee, ek mens het dit regtig pragtig gesê.
Ja. Allee, tuurlijk.
Nysna het afgebrand, oordat ons elke jaar daar feest vier.
Please get real.
Nou bring ons vir hulle
Wat? Wat het jy nou gesê?
Nee, niks gesê.
Dis dat genies.
Ek het
genies, vreemde nies. Nog vreemde nies. Die... Twee gay movies wat ons oor gepraat het laas, Call Me By Your Name,
oh, yay.
Wat ek dink Kasper van iemand hou daarin, en God's Own Country, het nogals goed gedoen by die nominations by die BAFTAs.
Mm. Wow.
Ja.
Mm, by die BAFTAs, ja. En by ander ook.
By Golden Globes is Call Me By Your Name genomineerd vir Best Actor, Best Film en Best Supporting Actor.
En by die BAFTAs.
En absoluut vokal gewen. Maar by die BAFTAs is hy genomineerd vir Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor en Best Adapted Screenplay.
Het dit nie Best Song gewen nie?
Nee.
Ons praat van Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, sorry. Ek is nou...
Wat het jy gedoen?
Nee, ek weet nie. Ek het my lijne gekruis.
This guy, we all lovingly call Sufjan, but it's actually Sufjan.
Dis baie mooi.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face.
And that's music from Call Me By Your Name.
It's beautiful.
Now, let me just tell you about Call You By My Name.
Vertel.
Call Me By Your Name. Call everyone by her name. I don't know what it's called. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant movie. Brought in Engels. Because it makes you know the feeling of falling in love for the first time again. And you fall in love with the movie, basically, at the end of the day. Mm. You love that movie so much, you want to see it again and again. Like a new love. En die toonbeeld daarvan, wat eintlik ons speel, die karakter wat ons as mense speel, elkeen individueel, is die ookie Elio. Mm-hmm. And then the big, nice, hot-looking American guy is the guy that we all would fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So ek kan nie genoeg van die movie kry nie. Ek dink dit is absoluut fantasties. En ook omdat ek ook in 1983 daai ouderdom was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Couldn't I have had that coming out? It would have been so nice. Want die ouers is briljante ouers. Mm. There's a beautiful setting. There's a hot boyfriend. Ons het net kak gehad. But in a way, that's the fantasy of Call Me By Your Name. Is that everything is perfect. And still, there's pain. But nou sê die pa vir die kind. Just live through the... Live with the pain. Don't... ignore. That's part of life. It's part of enjoyment. Is the pain of something ending, and the pain of love. You know, loved it.
Beautifully said.
Thank you. Nog van die God's Own Countries?
Nee, dis dit van dit. Ja.
Is dit van nou weer klaar?
Ja, dit was so perfect timing. So, yeah. So in jou. Dit was jy was in 'n bubbel gewees daar.
Dankie, Surf.
Ja.
Serieus vir net.
O, ek gesê.
En dan ek's baie excited hieroor. Ek weet nie hoekom is ek excited nie, want ek skat nie into army dinge nie, maar ek dink is die feit dat dit teen Trump is. Laas jaar het Obama 'n datum geset wanneer dit legal sal wees vir transgender mense om openly die weermag te kan join. En dit sou gebeur het op 1 Julie 2017. Toe Trump gekom en gesê nee, fok dit. Hy sit 'n ban op enige transgender mense in die army, want dit is 'n psychological disorder en bla 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 bla. En nou het die weermag basically 'n vet fok jou vir Trump gesê. En van die 1 Januarie af kan enige transgender persoon openly aansluit by die
weermag. Fantasties. Toffie aan Trump. Toffie aan Trump.
Fantasties.
Dit is amazing.
Om dit is psychological problem
exactly.
We all have.
Exactly.
I can definitely.
Of course. Yeah. No one is perfect. No one is normal.
Hy het 'n groot ene.
No one is
normal. Hy het 'n groot ene.
Ja, hy definitely.
We en, all slightly off.
Ja.
Dan iets wat jy nogals interessant gaan vind.
Die ek.
Ja.
Ja.
Waarvan hou gays meer as van seks?
Oh. Is dit 'n antwoord? Is daar 'n antwoord?
Ja. Ja. Hulle hou van sing and dance.
Okay.
En dit is geproof deur Pornhub.
Ooh.
Het aangekondig.
Ek wil nie, ek nog nooit
dit. Weet jy waarvan hulle praat?
Ek koop porn.
Wat is porn?
Wat is Hub?
Daar was 'n 10% drop in site traffic gedurende die Eurovision se final.
Yay!
No way.
Yeah. I love it. Jy sien al die movies is daar.
Ja.
Jy moet kyk die Eurovision die crowd. Dit is net mans. Okay. Met flaw. Dit is wonderful. Ken jy die Eurovision Song Contest, Rian?
Nee, maar ek hoor jy praat elke week daarvan.
Ons doen.
Ons het eintlik lank laas. Jy moes gehoor het laas jaar.
Ja, maar ons begin weer hierdie jaar. So nou gaan het Eurovision.
And
this year Eurovision is in Portugal.
Oh, Portugal.
Yeah.
Lekker.
For the first time ever. No, I'm not going to go.
Why?
Was jy al daar
gewees? Because it's sold out. Ja, ek was in Noorweë gewees.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Okay. Mm. Wie het gewen daai jaar?
Duitsland. Ongelukkig. Oh. Ek nie van die sang gehou nie.
Is dit? Mm. En hoeveel mense is dit?
Duisende.
As jy ernstig?
Ja. And they've got 3 nights and rehearsals. So it's semi-final 1, semi-final 2 and final. And then semi-final 1 rehearsal, semi-final 2 rehearsal, final rehearsal. And all I shows is vol gebak.
Wow. Dis groter as Afrikaans is groot.
Ja. En dan is dit groot.
Dan is
dit. Dis huge.
Niks is groter.
Oh, wow.
Ja, huge.
Laas jaar het hulle hiervan begin praat en ek het nie geweet nie. Ek het gedink is sokker.
That's Euro. That's Euro. But don't you have the Euro this year?
Ja, ek was so, ek het nie geweet like, ek sokker nie, maar.
Jy soek gou op, het ons die Euro hierdie jaar?
Wat?
Die Euro Cup. Sokker. Jy wat sê mens in Engels Euro Cup?
Die UEFA. Nee.
Ja,
is dit nie? Ek dink is Euro for Europe.
The Euro Cup. I think it's this year, hey? Isn't it?
I think so.
Am I? Talking so. Cock?
Oh, no, let's see.
Altijd.
En wat het nou gebeur? Ja,
laastens, wil ek net, ek wil het nou sê met, ek hoop ter harte, dat die organiseerders van Suid-Afrikaanse, ek kan nie praat nie, Prides, nou my hoor.
Suid-Afrikaanse Pride.
Sydney Mardi Gras, sy after party, was sold out binne 2 ure, oor daar 'n rumor was, dat sure dalk die headline mag wees.
Wow. You want them to say something.
En sy is toe die headline. So op 3 Maart is sy die headline van Sydney Mardi Gras se after party.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my word.
Wat gebeur met ons brides? Mm-mm. I mean really. Daar's 'n lesbien wat sing en 'n drag queen wat 'n song doen.
Is dit wonderlik jy? Is dit nie?
Nee.
Not even.
Ek wil confess, ek was nog nooit by Pride gewees nie.
Ja, dit is...
Dit is terrible. Ek moet, ek gaan.
Dit nie lekker is nie, hulle moet het lekker maak.
It's not what it used to be.
Hulle moet.
Hulle moet het lekker maak, dan gaan mys. Mys wil nie voel, jy moet verplig wees om daar te wees, en, you know, it's not really nice.
Ek hou nie van die son nie, so dit is...
Exactly.
Ek wil nie gaan loop in die son nie.
Mys wil nie.
Maar ek kan seker met die umbrella.
Die umbrella.
Jy kan 'n umbrella op jou kop
gaan stil bly, want ek praat nou kak.
Nee. Jy sal hoor.
Maar ek kyk Elisma kyk my aan.
Nee, nee.
En ek weet as sy my so aankyk, dan weet ek.
Weet jy wat is interessant van radio? Radio is anders as seks. Jy voel dit werk nie, maar dan, as jy terug luister, het dit gewerk.
Neem jy dit altijd op? So dat jy kan terug luister.
Wat?
Wie is podcast, darling?
Ek gaan vanavond dronk word en dan luister, want ek weet nie.
Nee, ek bedoel na jou seks. Jy het gesê jy luister.
Ja, ek het 8 megabyte vir die kaart.
Ja, dit het nou nie gewerk nie.
Okay, so let's get back to you again. You finish with the gay news. Okay, bye, dankie daarvoor. Praat 'n bietjie oor julle produksies wat julle al gedoen het. Kom ons praat. Kom ons gooi daai name.
Ja, praat bietjie oor dit.
Kasper.
Kasper.
Ek dink ja, dit was 'n goeie een. Ons het I Love You Perfect Not Changed.
Ah, that was beautiful.
I love you.
Now change. Dit het ek gelove.
Oor en oor gekyk.
I thought it was perfect and you shouldn't change. Oh. And you didn't. It was nice. And kom ons gaan die raai rolverdeling weer. Dit was
Niels Klaassen.
Ja, stunning always. And he was in Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm. Ja.
Daar hy was die Duitser.
En Claire Taylor wat ook in die hoofrol gespeel het in Rock of Ages. Sy was ook daarin.
En was dat die meisie, Sandy Sinner?
Ja,
Sherry. Sy was the folk.
Yes, amazing.
She was amazing.
Ja.
Okay.
In
Taryn Lee Bass.
Ja, wat het sy sy gaan haar stage naam? Wat sy
sy? Ja, ja sy het Daniel.
Ja.
Too lief for Daniel. Ja. En nog, en die ander ou.
In Brandon Lindsay.
Brandon Lindsay wat nou in Londen bly. Hy is nie meer hier nie.
Ah, And he was in Saturday Night Fever as well.
Hy was, dis reg.
And I know his father, he's a magician or something.
Dis reg, ja. Dis ook om hy, ons het aan die einde, daar was so scene in die einde wat hy 'n ballon moet opblaas en 'n dingetjie vou. By a funeral.
By a funeral.
Ek weet nie of jy dit kan onthou
nie. Nee, en ek drink nie hoor, maar ek kan nie onthou nie.
Ek het eendag net randomly in a
rehearsal
ek kan balloon animals vou en toe gebruik ek dit.
You see?
Ja.
Sien sy visie, ja.
Maar dit is wat oulik is altyd, as mense hulle moet nie skaam wees om te sê, ek kan dit en ek kan dit.
Ja,
ons kan dit altyd gebruik.
Altyd. Dit is, meeste van my goeie idees kom van die kast af.
But that is,
maar die ding is, sy maak hulle so gemakkelijk voel, dat het naturally vloei.
So, trots is julle op, I love you, perfect no change.
Baie trots.
Trots is julle op, wat nog?
Toe het ons ook saam, direct daarna het ons Hedwig and the Angry Inch gedoen.
Oh, Bernard, vertel vir ons.
Het was amazing.
Yay.
Ek het afgevlieg vir dit.
Want jy gaan nie hoef nie, want dit kom Joburg toe.
Ek weet, en ek gaan dit elke aand kyk.
Yay.
Behalwe vrijde aande.
Okay.
Ja.
Dit is
amazing production.
Johannesburg is dit Hendrik en die Kwaai Pilietie. Hedwig en die Angry.
Nee, stunning musiek, stunning set, stunning amazing cast. Yes, it is amazing.
It's going to be at Peter Doreen Theatre.
Dit gaan met Peter Doreen Theatre.
Van die 1 Maart? Nee, 2 Maart.
2 Maart, ja. So dit is nou om die draai.
Dit is om die draai. 2 Maart.
En vertel gaan net vir my, ons gaan weer daarover praat, obviously in Maart, maar vertel vir my, dit is 'n ou wat sy lover volg. Hoe werk jy
dit? Dit speel af in Berlijn, Oost-Berlijn. En dan wil hy Amerika toe gaan. Hy ontmoet 'n generaal. En dan sê die generaal, ek sal met jou trou, maar jy is 'n seentjie, so ons gaan jou 'n meisie moet maak. En dan het hulle die operasie, maar dit is botched. Die operasie werk nie so lekker nie. En dan bly hy oor met 'n angry inch.
En hy kon toe nou nie gaan nie.
Hy het
genade, wag, ek gaan nou ook stil bly, want nou, ek het nie die story
goed. Hy het nou Amerika toe gegaan, en toe hy daar aanland, toe was hy vir so jaar gelukkig getrouwd, en toe los die man hom nou ook.
Die ou generaal.
En dit is maar net sy story, hoe hy survive het, en dit is baie heartfelt. Dit is, ek meen, it's rough.
Gechunk.
It's rough. It's a beautiful story. It's a heartwarming. Ek weet, klink asof mense nie kan vir enself wat gemeen nie, maar Reinach, it's in the end it's a story about love and humanity.
In Wessel nou, in termen van budget, speel jy nou elke aand, obviously speel nie elke aand in Hedwig nie, want jy weet nie wat die fucking story is nie, maar
maar ek worry nie oor die muziek. Ek ken nie die note. Ek ken nie die story nie.
Maar
nee, ek joke, ek moet die story ken. Ek ken die story, regtig.
Natuurlik ken jy die story. Ons almal weet jy maak grappies.
Ja. Ja.
but like for you love me in a perfect no change. Ek kan nie onthou hoe dit gewerk het nie. Was daar musiek
in? Ja, ek het elke kant gespeel en ons het
was jy daar?
Ek was daar. Ek was op die verhoog met my
skat.
Ek was daar en ons het ook 'n wonderlike violis gehad, een in die Kaap en een
hier. Hoekom kan ek dit nie onthou nie?
Dit is hoe mooi alles by mekaar.
Maar mens moenie as ek die aandag so aftrek, dan sou dit mos dan nie gewerk het nie. So ek is eintlik bly dat jy dit nie onthou het, want dit beteken ek het mooi geblend.
Ja, jy het baie geblend.
Dit hulle was half agter die set, maar jy kon hulle sien, maar dit was net soos jy weet hulle is daar, maar hulle is net soos gone.
So het jy verwisseld opgehou in Hedwig?
Nee, nie Hedwig nie.
O, want ek wou net hoor of hy gefokus het tussenin.
Hmm. Nee, maar was daar was nie 'n band met Hedwig nie.
Kyk, ja, in Kaapstad moes ons want ons was in 'n baie klein, jy ken nou die 69 jaar. So ons moes nou daarvoor compensate, maar in Johannesburg het ons 'n wonderlike band.
Jy!
Mm.
Rock band.
Are you gonna be there?
En ek gaan daar elke aand speel.
Oh, Bessie!
Ja, lekker.
Like a
that
rock.
That is fan.
Julle moet kom kuier.
Fantastic. En listen, maar as jy nou iets soos Angry Inch nou Johannesburg toe bring, verander jy aan goed? Of?
Weet jy, ons gaan bykie, want dit was oorspronkelijk gedirect vir die
vir die klein plekje wat wonderlik is.
Ja, wat wonderlik is. So, nou is dit op een groter verhoog en is een ander feel, theater is bykie anders, so ek gaan klein bykie verander.
Is dat tye wat jy gaan, nee, dit was kak toe ek dit gedoen, nou gaan ek het recht maak.
O ja, ja, okay. Ek is wat nie,
dis baie
as ek fout maak, of, ja. Nee, of ander ek.
Ok.
My ego is nie, ek het nie
but raar. Is daar iets really wat jy aan kan dink aan die production wat jy gedink het, dit glad nie gewerk nie.
Weet jy, nee.
Ek dink die hoofrol.
Nee, maar dit is ook om ek nou vraag, want alles was nie vir so, dit is ook om ek is excited vir dat mens hoor daar gaan changes wees, maar ek is nervous. Want nee, dit was my so nie, perfecte.
Ja, nee, jy hoef glad nie nervous te wees nie. Dit is maar net, omdat dit een groter auditorium en een groter stage is, gaan ons net klein bykie add, maar dit is nie, dit gaan nog steeds gemotiveer wees. Mm. So dit is
ja, die hart gaan dieselfde bly.
Ja, die hart bly precies dieselfde, maar niks sal weggevat word wat gewerk het nie. Mm. Ja.
And after Hedwig, what did you do then?
O, wat het ons toe gedoen?
Mystery of Irma Webb.
Oh, dit was so oulik, ek het dit 'n paar keer gesien.
Ja.
Mm. Irma Webb, en daar was dit... What's his name and what's his name? Nah.
Jonathan Rocksmith and Wesley
Law. Ja, hulle was actually in die studio.
Ja, ek het geluister.
Really? Ja, en hulle, wat was die song met hulle, The Last Rose of Summer?
Ja.
So goed.
Ek het ook dit baie snaaks, maar nie baie mense het dit baie snaaks gevind nie.
It is
ons het deurgedrek, ons het deurgedrek.
It's a quiet taste. Ja. Ek dink is baie oud.
Ons het net vir jou gedoen, Kasper.
Baie dan. Ja. Dis like, waar het net aan die ander kant van normaal is. Yeah. I love it, next to normal. Stunning.
Oh, and then is mooi show,
Rock, but next to normal.
Ja.
Oh, yes, it's
a quiet. Waar het jy het gesien?
Ek het Broadway.
Oh.
Twee keer.
Oh, dis mooi.
Bring dit.
Mm.
Oh.
Dit is, asseblief, kom ons doen dit.
Oh, ken jy van Aaron Tveit?
Ja,
he was the son.
Mm. Ja, hy is prachtig. Ja.
Oh, ja, ja, nee, dit is. Ek hoop allemaal daar buiten gaan net luister.
Please,
en
next
kom kyk
normal.
As ons doen. Ja.
Ja. Can I play the mother?
Jy kan. Jy kan.
and then Rock of Ages.
Woo!
Was jy op die verhoog?
Ek was op die verhoog.
Waar was jy?
Ek was achter. Weer eens, ek hou ons meer van agter wees, ek wil nie voor wees.
Ja, nee, maar ons praat nie nou oor sexual nie.
Okay.
Maar the thing is, where were you at the piano or the guitar?
Piano. Ek kan net ongelukkig klavier speel, ek kan nie enig instrument doen nie. Ek wil graag cello leer speel, maar dit is een story vir die ander dag.
Dit is baie onvrouwelik ook.
Wat?
So te sit.
Dit is, maar ek vind het weer sexy
nogal. Of sensueel.
Okay.
Weer die blokfluit terugbring.
Oh...
Maak het sexy.
Ek weet nie. Ek dink nie mens kan blokfluit sexy maak nie. Maak saak hoe jy probeer nie.
Blokfluit en cello saam. Oh, imagine.
Is dit a challenge, Wessel?
Franco.
Om blokfluit sexy.
James Franco sal dit gelijk.
Ek weet nie. Wat gaan mens moet simulate om met die blokfluit, is die vraag.
Wees, so kan ons die productie weer terugbring nie?
Wat, Rock of Ages?
Asseblief, man.
Ach, ons wil baie graag.
Hoe was het zo kort? Dit was brilliant. Dit is die type ding wat kan run vir maanden in een result.
Dit kan.
So why didn't it run for maanden?
Ach, dit was nou maar, dit was die datum wat ons gegee was, wat Tsogo-san available gemaakt het vir ons om dit te doen.
Maar dit sê nie, dis die einde van die,
dit, ja,
van die pad
ek kan, nie. Ek was surprised, en ons was daar op een dinsdagavond, ja, en dit was packed.
Ja.
Nou ga jy na ander theaters toe in die week, en is leeg. En dan is dit massive oorseese producties. Maar dan is dit leeg. So dit is amazing vir my.
En word of mouth werk eerst na 2 weke.
Correct.
Dit is. Nee, ons kon definitief nog 1 week gedoen het, denk ek. Dit is al goed gedoen het, ja.
2 weke
maar,
gedoen het, 2 weke.
Ja. Ingegaan
het. Dit is soveel pret gewees. Ek het elke aand gedans. Ja.
Wel,
hy is
daar.
Is groot geword het, ja.
Dit is,
weet?
Dit is lekker. Mm.
Ja.
Dit is van die musicals waar dit werk, dat jy die muziek ken.
Mm. Ja. Dit is, ja.
Oh man, too far in the begin. Oh,
oh
ja, lekker.
Nice,
oh
my word. Dit is, ek elke aand ook goosebumps gekry met die oomlik, ja.
Dit is unbelievable.
Ja, nee, absoluut. Ja.
We're now entering a section where we're going to test your intelligence.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so we're just discussing stuff. And you can add to that.
Okay.
Okay. En jy hy al nie meer, so kom hy nou weer.
O, jyne, ek is nie baie goed met die quiz nie.
Nee, maar dit is eintlik meer geselsie.
Okay, cool.
What we're trying to establish at the end is that people walk away and say, I did not know that.
Oh.
Jyne?
So, almal leer ietsie.
Almal leer iets.
Okay.
Uit dit uit.
Okay.
En ek put genot omdat ek alles voor al weet al. So ek is hier die wise guy wat sê, oh, weet nie dit nie, hoekom weet nie dit nie? Ek weet nie of julle weet nie, maar vandag is die 12de januari.
Nee, ek het nie. Dis goeie begin,
hè. A lot of things happened on the 12th. Oh, wat a, hier kom my dingetjie deur. Hoekom het hy so gelijkie gemaakt?
Dis a Tinder.
Is hy nie, oeh.
Hoekom het hy so gelijkie?
Is op Tinder, Kasper?
Ek is op 10 defeat, maar ek weet nie wat Tinder. Sê gaf my, wat is die lelike ene? Grindr of Tinder?
Grindr is die... Is die wel, die dange wat jy beskou as lelik, ek weet nie. As maar jy hou van...
Die meer
as ek hou van wat, as ek hou van wat?
As jy hou van een... as jy hou van een vluchtige encounter...
Dan is het Tinder.
Dan is het Grindr.
Grindr.
Ja.
Is het Grindr wat jy sê, ek is nou hier?
Yes, yes, hier en kom join.
En ek is reg.
En is reg.
En Tinder?
Tinder... Moet jy eers, moet nou eers rechts swipe, en dan...
Al twee mense moet nou eers rechts
swipe. Al twee mense, en dan kan jy eers praat.
Hoeveel minute? Vat het?
Hoe, wat?
Nee, om te download? Hoeveel minute vat het om te contact te maak op Tinder?
Nee, dadelijk, as jy al twee op die oomblik rechts
swipe
het.
Right, that's Tinder, swipe right.
Ja. Dan kan jy onblikkelijk mekaar een message stuur.
Maar om eers uit te kom by iemand wat ook op jou rechts swipe het.
Dit is die probleem.
Fat.
Shit, ja.
Maar die probleem van Grindr is dat jy enig iemand kan jou boodskap stuur en dan voel jy soort van verplig om terug te skryf.
Rian, waar
nie dat ek weet
jy?
Nie,
is
maar ek was vir 'n ruk op Tinder gewees.
Is dit en het gewerk?
Ja, maar het was vir my bietjie meer, dit klink dan weer, bietjie superficial, want dit is meer, jy swipe as gevolg van iemand hoe hulle like, in plaas van 'n communicatie en...
Ja, maar het gaan toch mis na...
Ja, so toet ek, maar ek het nogal heel wat over... Dames, ek kry wat.
Dis nice.
Ja, nee.
Maar, of nie nice nie.
Jy stel mos jou settings vir die ouderdom wat jy
wil. ek het dit na ruk uitgevind.
Okay, well, okay.
Maar soos,
okay.
Ek gaan onmiddellik dit aflaai.
Dankie vir die compliment, Danny.
Dankie.
Do you wanna break a hip?
Ach,
allemaal moet nee.
Die nieuwe Sulu 7 van Fokko Polisiekouwer, allemaal moet naai, is nou beskikbaar by goeie boekwinkels.
Wel, allemaal moet ek kan sê, dit is wat ek sê.
Ja, nie, ek weet, maar dan is daar onnatuurlijke mense, wat natuurlijk soos die priesters en die nonne, and then they have an angry inch.
Dat sê, ja.
Ek probeer vir julle kyk of daar iets interessants was wat gebeur het op 12 januari.
Ek is voorbereid.
Ek is.
Jy sien, ek is gesê.
Ek is, maar hier so gebeur fokkel. O, ok, so in 1966, there was a cartoon character who started his series on ABC America. Who would that be, you think? Mm-hmm. Cartoon character.
Op TV.
19 what?
66.
What's a cartoon character?
Mickey Mouse.
No, sorry, I mean superhero.
Superman.
Mighty Mouse.
Superman, Batman.
Dat sy. Mooi geluk.
Dankie. Oh. Hey.
Batman. Wat die vier was
het Batman.
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 Yeah. I've got a thing for bats.
What? Like ping pong bats, or are you from bats?
wat ek al...
Hou jy van bats in die aande?
Ek hou van bats en bats en bats.
Okay. But do you like, believe in vampires?
Nee.
Okay. Maar hou jy daarvan?
Ek love Dracula.
Okay. Het jy al, ek praat nou bietjie met 'n Engelse accent. Het jy al iets gedoen soos 'n vampire story op the stage?
Nee, ek het nie. Het ek?
Irma Vip.
Irma Vip, ja. Ja, dan was 'n fucking vampire.
Exactly my fucking answer. Precies. Because you should know this.
Ja, jy het dit direk.
But het jy al producties gesien soos The Lady in Black en so? Nee. And would you like to do that? That's ja, horror.
Ek love a horror.
Horror met theater. Daar's ja, nou 'n nuwe een wat
uitkom. Grand Journal. Dit is die fancy term.
Grand Journal.
Grand Journal. Ja.
Dit klink asof iemand wat sy snaal seer.
Is dit die genre? Wat
die genre. Mm. Dit is horror op
die voeg.
Maar dit is blood and guts and gore.
Maar jy skrik ook, is donker en dan
donker bang! En dan ja. Dis is dit Victoriaanse.
Daai. Ek het Lady in Black so gesien in my koek skeef geskryf.
Ek sal dit love om te doen.
Ja, maar daar is nou 'n nuwe ding wat hulle op die stage wil sit, man. Ek gaan dit en dan moet ons dit ook doen.
Bad Boy.
Julle dit ook doen. Nee. Dit is 'n fliek wat 'n horror fliek was wat hulle nou wil sit op stage.
So Scream of so iets.
Anyway, yes, let's discuss this. We were talking about who... Where was Batman on this memory test?
ABC.
Very good. Memory.
1966.
100%. Very good with memory. Ooh. Now there's another company called NBC. And they... with Fox, I think. Fox, well, I don't know the others. But they every year they've got a musical on.
Oh, ja, die line.
Well, ja, onthou julle, wat het al het Heer gehad en Grease gehad.
Hulle het die Sound of Music ook gehad, denk ek.
Jesus Christ Superstars nou amper live.
Okay, so that's my question.
It was Jesus Christ Superstars. Oh,
nice. Sorry. Nice, Betty.
No.
Donkey.
Nice. Jy kry 'n punt, Betty.
Oh, hier is al punte.
Ek het net steer jou gegaan.
Ja, ek sweer.
Dis onnodig.
Het ek iemand die knop gedruk?
Ons...
So vir elke regte punt is jou klank beter.
Is jou klank beter.
Nog, yes, ek wou net sê.
Nog twee en jy het surround sound.
Voilà.
Yes. In March, April, we're going to have Jesus Christ Superstar with, what's that lady? Sarah Bareilles.
Oh,
I think sy gaan sê, I don't know how to love him.
Ja.
Yeah.
Ja.
Ek weet nie wie Jesus is nie en ek weet nie wie Judas is nog nie. But I think I know. I think it's Adam Lambert is Jewish.
Ooh. That's a nice verse.
Yeah, I think it's Adam. Mm. Anyway, okay. Now they say the more a woman has children, what happens to that woman?
Oh.
Haar private dele.
Raak los.
Haar private dele. Wie jy na die gang afgooi.
Like a sleeve of wizard.
Dit is a fight. So dit is definitief 'n punt.
Nee, ek weet nie daarvan nie, maar hulle sê jy kan sien hoe meer kinders 'n vrou het, hoe minder wat het sy.
Hoe minder hoetiete het sy.
Dan is dit by die boude swaai.
Hoe minder Okay, jy moet
Hey, what are you doing?
Jy moet 'n bietjie van
What's he doing there?
Nee, nie dit nie.
Google jy dit nou?
Wie speel Jesus? Die uitvinder.
O, okay.
Gee 'n wenk.
Minder wat?
Is dit met haar fisiese...
Minder tyd het sy?
Amper.
Is dit? Is ek naby?
Nee, het begin met T.
Okay.
T. Wat, sy het minder...
Tande!
Ja.
Tande?
Ja, hoe kom
van
dit
van hoe van die babetjie van die olie kalsium?
Ja, en dan val op katana uit.
Mm.
Wow.
So that would mean this is now not like waterkloof. Nee, ons praat nie van waterkloof.
Ja,
ons praat
van obviously.
Die mense in Asia or whatever.
Platteland. My maggies.
There was a thing called Gondwana.
Oh, ek weet, dit was...
Nee, moenie sê jy weet nie.
Ek weet, dit is wat... Dit was toe die aarde nog in 'n groot bol was.
Yay!
Ja.
Dit is die ja die.
En toe dit moes nou geskeer.
Pangea.
Ja.
Ja, ons is nou weer terug by die vrou met die baba.
Ja.
Dit het geskeer.
Ja.
No, you're right, but what is Gondwana? It's one
deel
spot.
Daarvan, ja.
Which one?
Ek dink dit mag dalk. Oh ja.
Ach, sal dit nie
is in Antarktika. Nee.
Nee.
Die Antarktika is mos nou aan daar. Ek bedoel dit is mos nou 'n hele klomp lande saam wat nie geskeer het nie en is 280 miljoen jaar terug. So which country is
Rusland in Europa? Nee. Of nie Rusland nie.
Madagaskar.
No, Madagaskar is 'n fucking eiland. We talking about Africa.
Afrika.
Oh. Vasgeplak aan South
America. Ja, hulle pas op
well, vasgeplak aan Indië, vasgeplak aan Arabië, vasgeplak aan Australië.
Maar Madagaskar was ook vasgeplak.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Madagaskar. Mm. Are we? Or is that what you're trying to
Dis
say?
Dis wat ek probeer sê. Ja.
Well, ek trek my punt terug en ek gee ons
Dankie.
Because yeah, it's die suidelike halfrond, was alles aan mekaar.
Ja.
There was no skerings. It was Gondwana en Mapana or whatever, and that was it. Die vliegtuie baie maklik. Noord of suid.
Ja. Dit sou baie makliker gewees het.
Baie maklik.
Voor jy aangaan.
Ja.
Al wie al gecast is vir Jesus Christ Superstar is Herodes is Alice Cooper.
Ja, ek het dit gesien.
En Jesus is John Legend.
Oh, well, dis reg, ja, en ek het dit gehoor, actually, ja.
En Judas.
Dis nog, daar's nog nie beskeen. Dis al drie, net daai.
Maar Adam sou goed gewees het, nee.
Amazing.
Well, dit is ook 'n idee, miskien moet jy hom bel, Kasper.
En ek weet, Sierra Brielle, so wat die...
Sierra Brielle is Mary Magdalene.
I don't know how to muff him. Now, what is Kiribati? Kiribati is a place.
Kiri Takanava.
It's a place. Very nice. Well, nice what you're saying there, because it is very close to Kiri Takanava.
Is it Australian?
Nog opper?
Opper? Fiji. Nee, Fiji is in South America. Nee, waar is
Fiji? Oh, fuck. Tasmanian.
The All Blacks is?
New Zealand.
Okay, and then up New Zealand, a bit to the right, you get... You get Kiribati. Why would I talk about Kiribati?
O, is dit die eerste...
Yes.
Eerste plek, land, wat nieuwe jaar krijg?
Yes, the first place.
Ach, nee.
Very well done. And now you can haul in, Wessel, wat is die laatste plek waar het nieuwe jaar word? So you gotta
Hawaii.
Go, you gotta... No, no, man. You gotta go around the globe. So you see Kiribati there. Now you got to go around the globe.
So this langs
Alaska.
Langs Kiribati.
Is it ook daarso 'n nice Pacific something?
Ja, so 'n rugby. Dis 'n rugby land.
Tonga, soos ek nou nog gesê.
Not amper. Nog
wat is daai
rugby land?
Wat is die rugby lande?
What is what name is that animation?
Tasmania.
Yeah, that animation movie.
Madagascar.
Moana.
Yeah, where is she?
Moana.
Say yes.
Maori.
Taranaki. Terawak. Terawakwaki. Something. That klinks so.
Dit is so op die tippie van my tong.
Nou so skree.
Ja, op hulle radio. Ek klink nou verskriklik dom.
Samoa.
Samoa.
Ek het
West
gesê.
Samoa.
Nie. Dis nie, is dit sê Moana.
Maar Moana is nie van Samoa af nie. Sy skree in die movie. I'm Moana of...
Sy my oor.
Teriyaki, maar dit is saus, maar dit klink so.
Well, I was just meaning in that region.
Okay.
Okay, so niemand wen daai punt nie.
Nee.
Okay.
Glenn Miller.
O, God.
Okay.
Daar het my ma.
So nou het ons 'n stilte duitjie geborg die radio kansel. En die stilte duitjie is verby.
Jy het beplan.
What is the
Dood in 'n vliegtuig ongeluk.
Ja.
Die klein
Was dit die vraag en die antwoord?
En sy lyk
is nog nooit gevind.
Yes.
Wow. It's by sad.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful? How I just used that information against you for the question and you knew it?
Who is
that? That is amazing.
Wow.
Noem vir my een ander persoon wat ook nog nie gevind is nie.
Amelia.
Yes, baie goed. Sy loop voor.
Ja, nee, ek
sy daai strip van haar.
Completely invisible op hierdie oomblik.
Nou sal maar beloon.
Lindberg is ook nog nie gevind nie.
Wie?
Lindberg. Ook die team vlieënier.
Wat van daai mense die mense van daai vlug
het nie verdwyn
nie. Ja,
hulle sê babekie het verdwyn.
O, sy babekie in die Bahamas.
In die Bahamas.
die baan.
Nee, jy probeer nou praat ek.
Jy probeer net hard.
Ons het nou gepraat oor Tinder en Grindr. Now, you can buy what that can fuck you.
A robot.
Yes.
What?
You can buy robots, men and females.
Mm. Wow.
It's from Japan.
But
from
China.
Is it male robots?
Nee, my female ook.
Well.
En jy kan natuurlijk nou die totally adjust.
Rara, ja, according to preference.
According to your mood, I suppose.
Wow. Wow.
This is what lekker is.
Sure.
But that's not the question. The question is, what is the danger of these sex robots?
Internal bleeding, emotional.
See, thing malfunction.
Is it emotional or physical danger?
Battery rock club.
My safe word is umbrella. 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 And I own
it. But it's op haar werk and it gets so, stuck.
Well, yeah, that as well. But that, yeah, you just look like a fool when you enter the hospital.
Dit is sicker, ja.
Ja, maar, kijk, hierdie goed werk moes nou met wat? Wi-Fi en stinge. And what do people
radiation.
Do?
Hack.
Well.
Radiation?
Hack.
Hack?
Oh,
ek dacht, toch gesê, ek wil antwoord, maar is er een hack.
Hulle hack dit, dan kijk hulle dit.
Hulle kan jou robot hack.
Well, like in robot, like, so
and say, no, I'm doing it.
Enter, enter,
die robot
enter, enter,
doen dan goeders aan jou wat jy nie wil hê.
Wil jy nie?
Wat, of,
nee, yes, like, dit is crazy. Dit is episode van Black Mirror, die.
Dit is very Black Mirror, mm-hmm. Hey? Now, for our out there section, was het jy Wessel wat gevraagd vir Ivor Novello?
Ivor Cutler.
Cutler, bedoel ek?
Cutler.
Wie Cutlery. Is dit? Wie is dit?
Ek het nie a fucking clue nie. Maar... maar ek weet hy het 'n Wikipedia page. Quite amazingly. Hy is nie baie bekend nie. Wel, maar daar's eintlik dit was net snaaks. Ek het regtig ek
het
nie 'n storie nie.
Ons het by 'n vriendin van ons.
Ja.
Die girl wat in A Christmas Carol is.
Ja.
Okay.
Sy het ons vertel daarvan.
Sy het ons vertel okay. En sy het my gespeel en toe het ons lekker gelag. En toe dink ek, dit is nou 'n goeie...
It is, because we have out there section where we have beautiful music or very strange cock music. And this is, I think, very strange. And like, I don't know what the hell is going
on. Ek weet ook nie, dit is, ek weet regtig nie wat aangaan nie.
Kan ek net gauw oorbeweeg na my out there section? Dan gaan ek speel out there en dan speel ons, wat sy naam? David Ivor Cutler.
Ivor Cutler.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Casper Radio Show and this is the section... called
the Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Out there. Ivor Cutler. Ek weet nie wat 'n genre dit is nie. Ek weet nie wat 'n fok met die man aangaan nie.
Die
Oh, rowing boat, come back to me. I didn't want that to happen.
Dis ek. As ek by die huis rondloop en skoonmaak.
And the water around it laughing.
Dit remind my bietjie aan die ou van wat sing in Warhorse.
Favorite jam.
Ja.
Dit is jou. Dis 'n traporokie.
Traffic jam.
What's wrong with raspberry? What's wrong with plum?
This is like my toast.
How's about a blob of elderberry on a scone? What's your favorite jam?
Traffic jam!
Aspirin and safety first, and a hanky trimmed with lace.
Jy moet tot die einde van hierdie ene luister, dit is baie kort.
Ek kan nie, ons het net a budget om die
Irene
Monster te luister.
I'd truly like to know.
That's a bit of salad.
A bunch of keys, a Boy Scout knife, and a hanky white as snow to give my nose a blow.
Okay, what can you
do? Dan gaan hy, dan gaan hy so. En dan eindig dit. Letterlijk. Het is belachelijk.
Wow. Ja.
What?
Dus ook... Jesus.
Ja, what? Kalimba, a kalimba daar so?
When man has not been to give them names, objects on desert islands do not know what they are.
Okay. Taking no chances, they stand still and wait. Quietly.
The last one is, I ate a lady's bun. Kom ons hoor.
Ek het gehoor bam.
Bun.
I ate a lady's bun.
Bun.
Her head.
Ek het bam gehoor.
She got a fright. It was a surprise. Do not worry, I said. I am eating your bun. Yeah. I am hungry for a bun. Police, she cried. A good neighbor heard her and phoned the police. You must not eat a lady's bun, even if you are hungry. And I am in jail.
Almal verstaan daai metafoor.
Dink jy daar's 'n dieper betekenis aan hierdie liedjies?
I think maybe if you go and you use a substance, you will find deeper meaning. That's what I think.
Ja, miskien.
Wat jou produksies hierdie jaar wat jy van weet wat kom Ilisma?
Wel, Hedwig is nou in Maart.
Ja.
En dan het ek nou 'n hele paar wat opgelyn is, maar ek kan nog nie daaroor praat nie.
Okay,
maar Wessel kan.
Wessel praat daaroor.
Okay, ek kan 'n paar noem.
Ja.
Wel, twee. Hedwig obviously, en dan daarna baie exciting doen VR Theatrical, waarvan ek ook nou deel is.
Ja.
Doen Avenue Q. Ja. Wat 'n fantastiese produksie is.
Ja.
Ek weet nie of jy dit al gesien het nie.
Ek het,
ja. Ek het die voorreg gehad om dit in Korea te doen, van alle plekke.
Wow.
Baie lank terug.
Ah, fantastisch. Mm. En die poppies ook, slipjes.
Dit was een Londense cast, wat ons oorgevat het. Maar ja, dit was alles met surtitles, wat noem jy dit, surtitles.
Ja.
En dan, so die jokes het een beetje later geland, as normaal weg. So, sing joke, en dan 2 seconden later, dan hoor jy die lach.
Klinkt soos een van my shows. Ek moet Korea toe gaan.
Maar dit is een wonderlijke productie, en nou kan Suid-Afrikaanse audience dit ook sien. Ja,
Avenue Q, that's beautiful. It's Naughty Dolls.
Dit is Naughty Puppets.
Puppets, ja. Ach man, en die tyd is voorbij, kyk dan. Jy nie.
Oh, wat?
Bing, bing,
ach nee,
bing.
Het is begin.
I know.
Ach nee.
So, baie dankie dat jullie hier was. Dit was heerlik, en ons sien jullie beslis weer vinnig terug.
Mm.
Hey?
Ja.
Did you enjoy it?
Baie lekker. Die tweede maart.
Ek gaan nou nie huil op pad huis toe nie. Ek is okay.
Ek sê goodbye, Bernard.
Bye
Bernard.
Sê goodbye, Rian.
Bye julle.
Bye Rian.
Bye.
Sê bye-bye, Wissel.
Bye.
Hi, you listen now.
Bye bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.